wall. Leeson poked by him. Voracek walks in. Harrison's back. He'll stop delay. Giroux has a man wide open. Matt Reed, what a save! Cam Ward! Oh, mercy! At the horn, none better!
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks.
Speaking of great saves, you see the Russian goalie that won it this weekend in the World Cup? Dives to his right, kicks his left leg up in midair, and deflects a shot to win it for the Russians.
It's pretty impressive.
You better have a goalie. You better have yourself a goalie. We've had a great one for years here, but Corey Crawford, as you know, had some significant injury issues last year. We knew the Hawks were going to go out and get somebody good to make sure we're bona fide and supported in that area. And how about one of the best? The most valuable person on the planet right now, Cam Ward joins us. Good morning, Cam.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
No pressure, Cam. No pressure at all. You're the most valuable person on the planet.
After hearing what he just said there, I'm feeling a little pressure there. No, I'm excited. Real excited.
And a career in North Carolina, a fine young boy from Saskatoon, and he comes to finally wear the Indian head sweater. That's got to be exciting.
It is. I mean, I've been really lucky and fortunate to be in Carolina as long as I have been, my whole career, 13 years now. And, you know, my family and I, we established some roots here and basically consider it home. But when I found out the opportunity to join the Blackhawks here, you know, this past week, got really, really excited. You know, I'm obviously thankful for the opportunity and can't wait for it to get going.
How do you see the Blackhawks as you come to Chicago? What kind of style are they playing that complements the kind of tending you do?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, being in the Eastern Conference, we don't get to see a whole lot of the Western teams, and I still have a lot to learn with that. But I was able to lean on a lot of former players that have played in Chicago, even for one being Scott Darling, who I partnered with last year. And just knowing the past few years, there's been a lot of players come and go from Chicago and Carolina. And they have nothing but great things to say about the organization, the city. And what I think about the style of play, I just look at the players on the team. You know, I know Duncan Keith, you know, Brent Seabrook, you know, Jonathan Toews, you know, guys that are obviously stars in this league and very impactful. And it makes it an easier transition for me knowing that those guys are on the squad.
Yeah, Cam, being in the East, you know, you only had one opportunity a year to come in and feel the energy inside the United Center. And now you're going to get to do that for 41 games at home. How forward are you looking to that with all that goes on at the UC?
Well, I mean, that's definitely what attracted me to it. You know, as a player that comes into opposing buildings, I mean, Chicago is right at the top as being one of the coolest arenas to, you know, to come play. I mean, I know the last time that we were there, I was backing up, and the backup goaltender doesn't sit on the bench because the benches are so small there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So we actually sit in the locker room. But I make a note every time that I'm there, you know, to come out for the national anthem. That I think that's one of the most unique experiences, you know, for a hockey player, for an athlete, and gives you goosebumps every time. And that's only once a year for us. So I'm really excited to be able to, you know, come through the home side and be able to witness that from wearing a Blackhawks jersey.
That's a great Jim Cornelissen, as I mentioned earlier, did the anthem yesterday at the Chicagoland Speedway before the Overton 400. I feel like he's almost got the lyrics down now. Yeah, I saw him afterwards. He's kind of nailing it. Greatest save you've ever made, your entire career. The one you go to bed at night, you think, yeah, I'm pretty good.
Wow, you're putting me on the spot.
Come on, you got one.
Greatest save I've ever made. I'm not sure. You know, like I think about, I love an old school glove save. One of the coolest times for me in my career back was way back in 2006 when I was playing the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of my first start in Game 3 against the Montreal Canadiens at the Bell Center, and I made a windmill glove save. I think it was on Plekanec, right in the slot, and for some reason. that one just still sticks out to me, just being in the moment and the atmosphere of, you know, the playoffs and the Bell Center and a good old-fashioned Will Milk glove save. I love that stuff.
Yeah, for folks not diehard hockey fans, the windmill has a lot of style because you're going in one direction. You got to whip your arm all the way around in the other. We might want to make him first baseman for the White Sox prior to the season. Scooping some grounders. Before we let you go, we want to welcome your wife and your son and your daughter. What do the kids think about coming to Chicago?
They're excited. I mean, obviously, they're my number one priority. I got a 7-year-old boy who's into hockey, absolutely loves it, and a 5-year-old daughter. I made sure that this is a good decision with everybody, and they're definitely on board and excited. Been trying to get my son a Blackhawks hat here in the last 24 hours, but a little difficult to do in Raleigh, but I'm sure.
I have a feeling we can get one overnight into you. We'll get that.
I'm sure that will come, but they're thrilled.
Well, listen, we're thrilled to have you here. We look forward to meeting at convention, and welcome to Chicago. It's going to be a great year.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.